Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Just a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. Time to start the show, morning show for this Thursday. 13th of November.
Gosh, don't make it longer.
I looked at the wrong thing and the microphone got in my way. Your host, James, here, joined by CEO of Your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band together, and 2 seconds in and you're already ripping on me. It's a good show. It's going to be a good show. We got a lot of fun things going on today. We're going to get into a wild Christmas gift a little bit later that you may or may not want to look at. The end of an era. The last U.S. penny was minted yesterday. Got to touch on that. We got 5 autumn safety checks for homeowners out there we're going to get into. Of course, we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week from the Southwood County Humane Society. Denise will be joining us in a little bit. Looking forward to that. Have a bit of entertainment news. Talk some Dolly. Talk a little bit about the Nobody Wants This soundtrack. I wanted to get into that with you a little bit. And got some great local events going on in our area. And before we wrap up, today is World Kindness Day. We've got 7 ways to celebrate. And these are kind of fun. I just glanced at a couple of them, and I enjoy these. I also think that it'd be fun if us and the audience added some of our own. Got some audience participation in those. We'll get into that, our schedule, plenty of great things going on in our area. And speaking of great things happening in our area, I wanted to get into campaign season with Terry and the United Way. Before we go ahead, I want to rewind a little bit. Day of Caring had some really impressive numbers this year, Terry.
Yeah, we did great. So there was 103 yards raked, and we had, I believe it was either 447 or 457 volunteers. And so, yeah, it was fabulous. Interesting. It's a record number of yards raked during the event. And of course, we get the majority done during. We had a small waiting list, and then our friends at the River Kings got the rest of those done for us early the following week. So, you know, I think the only little baby downside of this was that unfortunately, not all the leaves had dropped by that day.
Yeah.
But we really can't flip forward because we'd have to go forward 2 weeks because of the state cross country meet, which is a huge, another huge pull for volunteers in our community. Mm-hmm. So we always work around that date. But that is literally the only negative that I can find in this whole thing, or opportunity to improve, which really we have zero, zero leverage over. Mother Nature. She's
right,
kind of
right.
Bossy.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
So it was, I mean, it truly was a fabulous event. We are so thankful to all of the volunteers, the Grand Rapids Lions Club, all of our t-shirt sponsors, you know, just a lot of fun things that happened. Even thinking about the adult advisors who coordinate the student youth groups, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, you know, wrangling little people.
Big shout out to them.
So yeah, it was super awesome. And you know, I'd be remiss also if I didn't call out our staff. We have Jess, our community engagement coordinator, and Anna, who is our marketing coordinator. Both of them are new last spring, so neither of them had been through, you know, had put on this event before, and they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, really nice work by them and the team and you.
I went along to help, you know, and I didn't even have to do any helping. I just did a lot of jabbering. So it was really nice. I mean, they were just on it. So, you know, super proud of them for all of their efforts. And yeah, go ahead.
You've earned that. I just want to throw that in there because you will not say it about yourself. I don't know if you had somewhere you wanted to go, but I've had something come up since the last time we talked that I thought was kind of interesting I wanted to ask you about. We've talked a lot about 2-on-1 in the last couple of months and everything, and I know that I've mentioned, you know, how they've helped me before, and early on when my family first moved here, how they helped them and stuff. My mom really needed to know when recycling was going out and things like that. Little stuff, you know?
Sure.
And I know plenty of friends of mine that have moved to the area, how it's helped them out. But I would say in the last month, maybe 2 months, I've had guests coming in for rapid support. I've had other people in town I talked to, and it just has randomly come up that 2-on-1. Oh, I called the number. I called this or whatever. And I don't know if they were listening to us talk about it, or just it's, you know, it's so in the public mind already, especially in our communities around us and everything, that people already know of 2-on-1. But I don't know. I've seen an increase, it seems like, in the the usage of 2-1-1 and the appreciation of it along with that.
Yeah, I think that it's really top of mind right now for a variety of reasons, but mainly because of one aspect of the government shutdown, and that being SNAP benefits. In the state of Wisconsin, anyway, because that's where I am, that's all that I can speak to, but in the state of Wisconsin, that was the direction even given by, you know, the state to food share recipients. That's, you know, like they would receive a text or an email message, mm-hmm. and at the bottom it would literally say, you know, to be connected with other resources, mm-hmm. contact 211. Mm-hmm. Of course, I like the little tag before it when we say United Way's 211, some 211s aren't United Way. So fine. But here in our counties that we serve, and really within your whole listenership, mm-hmm. These are United Way 211s. Mm-hmm. So brought to you by United Way. Mm-hmm. And this is a great resource and referral for the community. The other thing that we were able to do through 211 in light of you know, these couple weeks that have likely been a struggle for families with their food budget, is we were able to, through 211, with the resources we have, create a really easy one pager about food, yeah. right? Like here's the food resources that you have access to in your community. Here are free community Thanksgiving meals. You know, here are some ways and some things to think about food maybe differently than you've had to before, right? Right. Like if maybe you were forced to be like, okay, what are we going to do? So that's also another huge benefit of 211. Without even having to make the call, is having those resources, which you know, then we made available via social media, on our website. I saw, like you said, a lot of activity around 211, mm-hmm. in many social service programs, grabbing those social media posts and reposting them and saying, hey friends, you know, this is our clientele base, or this is who we're serving in the community, and making sure that they were aware that those resources were there and existed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, begs the question, well, how do we pay for all this, right? Right. So, and I'm going to go there because it's campaign time.
I would if you did.
Campaign is how we get there, is how we can offer a 24-hour resource and referral for the communities that we serve. That's how we can help to fund 28 programs in the community. Yeah, yeah. That's how we are able to provide, you know, 3 coalitions to the community. Last night, we had a refresher training for our VRC group. So that is Volunteer Reception Center. These mm-hmm. are our volunteers who are trained to handle and manage spontaneous volunteers in the event of a disaster. So, you know, we have in the past had flooding that mm-hmm. has certainly adversely affect households. Mm-hmm. You know, what if we had a tornado? What if we had a fire? What if, right? And so what happens is when a disaster strikes, spontaneous volunteers, right, are like, I want to help. What can I do? Mm-hmm. Well, emergency management can handle that to a certain level, but the reality is they're managing the emergency.
Right.
So our role is to manage those volunteers who just show up and say, you know what? I've got mm-hmm. strong shoulders. Mm-hmm. You know, what can I do to help? I'm a good organizer. What can I do to help? And it happens, and it's wonderful. So we have trained volunteers who are able to manage, triage, use people's gifts and talents in the best way. So that's another example of when you make an investment in the community, these are things that are in place and ready to roll. So it's United Way campaign time. We are asking the community to make donations. This is how we get all of this work done. Mm-hmm. All of the dollars stay in this community. $0 leave, mm-hmm. Unless you tell us to. You know, sometimes right. we have somebody who says, well, gosh, I grew up in Green Bay. I'd like right. half my donation to go there, half my donation to go here where I work, you know, whatever the case would be. It's completely donor driven and donor directed. A cool thing that we have is our annual sweepstakes. This wraps up next Friday. So you have over a week to give. 4 p.m. on Friday is the cutoff, Friday, November 21st. To be entered into a drawing, we have 5 $1,000 cash prizes, completely sponsored, no donor dollars again. Mm-hmm. These are sponsored by Nextone Partners, Prevail Bank, Williams Heating and Plumbing, Gunderson Moundview Health System in Adams, and Aspirus Health. So those 5 companies have said, here's $1,000 to help you draw new donors, and it's just a really super fun, great opportunity. So I encourage you, if you have not given, roll the dice, take a shot. We would love to have you on board. You qualify for the sweepstakes if you give $1 a week, so $52 a year. That's really the beauty of this whole model of United Way, in addition to everything staying local, is that there is no right-size gift, right? Mm-hmm. So if I can afford to give $5 a paycheck and somebody else could give, maybe $100 because they're retired and they don't have a paycheck, mm-hmm. or limited paycheck, whatever the case would be. And someone else might say, gosh, I can write you a $5,000 check. There is no right size because we put it all together to make the impact. So the more people that we get on board, the better off the community is.
Many hands make light work. And that is the same as a donation. And certainly appreciate that from the community, the people that have already donated and the people that are going to. If you want to know more, I encourage you to go to their website, uwswac.org. Not only will you find out some of the things that Terry and I have been talking about, like 211, some other great resources, looking at the campaign and such, but so much of the impact that the United Way makes in our area and how you can make that same impact, how you can be a part of that. And I think knowing that you're a part of something bigger than you, knowing that you're a part of something like that, it goes back to the whole many hands make light work, that to your point, Terry, that, well, I may not have thousands of dollars to donate, but I've got this, and well, you're this and my this, it all comes together and we're able to fund these programs and these great different events that you guys do and host and have, and we're looking forward to more and more, being able to do more and more in the community. And you can be a part of that. Go to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. Share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Letting them roll right over to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you. Talk about our great friends at El Cafe over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over there today. Be sure to head on over to their Facebook page. Check out some of their great specials, all the wonderful pies they have for you. So many good ones. I need to go over there and I need to try every one of them. I wonder if they'd let me do that, sample each pie. I wonder, just a little sample slice. I'd try.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't get a small, you have to get like the normal size slice.
In order to really try cherry crumb or maple carrot cake.
Well, how is
it
fair?
Oh my God, that sounds good.
How would that be fair to the person who gets the other half of your
mint
slice?
Carrot cake. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I'll give it to you. You can figure it out.
I am not eating carrot cake.
No.
I'll try the rest.
Carrot cake's good. Find out what your favorite slice of pie will be over at El Cafe. Head on over there today. Wish them a good morning from all of us, everybody, and enjoy. Buy local, support local. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And of course, get us your birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. You can email us info@wfhr.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Please feel free to do that. And of course, you can call on up 715-424-2600. Call or text us through the Civic Media app, smoke signals, Morse code, whatever you got to do. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our list for today. There's my pen. And I couldn't find it. So we first up want to wish a happy birthday to Civic Media's own Jeffrey Heineken and Monty Jaffe.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to both of them. Wishing them great days. Enjoy your birthdays, both of you. And Terry, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Amy Langston.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Amy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Wes Douglas.
Happy birthday, Wes.
Wes, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals that you are our qualifier today. Let them know. And keep on listening, because at the beginning of December, you might be the winner of the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club for November. That is the two $20 gift certificates for you and yours. So, or you can use them both yourself.
Fair enough.
Yeah, whatever you want. You want it.
You could just think about how many, okay, you're on this pie thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many slices of pie do you think we could get for $40?
Oh, yeah.
If you use both of them just on pie.
Oh, there you go. That's a great idea right there. I love
I
that.
I need some coffee, too. So pie and coffee. Like
pie and coffee. You got to have one. Yeah, definitely. Who do you share your birthdays with, everybody? Well, taking a look at our celebrity list, Noah Hathaway is 54. And that name may not sound that familiar to everybody, but I imagine everybody remembers Atreyu. That is the man-child warrior Atreyu in The Neverending Story.
I had nothing until you said Neverending Story.
Oh, I wouldn't have either. Before that, he was Apollo's kid Boxy on the original Battlestar Galactica, too. Oh, wow.
I feel like that was one of those movies back in the day, kind of like Wizard of Oz, that you watched once a year.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like we watched it at school, The Neverending Story.
Same.
In the TV room.
Oh, yeah. Remember, you had to move
to a different room where the TV was?
Boy, that is really old school. That's before the moving the TVs into the room. That was when you had to go. Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Or wheel them in the room, but there was, you know, not like now where they can just pull it up on the smart board.
Yeah, that's what they do now? Yeah. They just got a smart board? Oh, man, is that cool. Really? I didn't know that. I swear to God, I didn't know that. Oh, that's awesome. It makes perfect sense as soon as you said it. I just hadn't thought about it.
There's no TVs on wheelie carts anymore.
I'm still imagining kids in 2025 wheeling a TV, and that makes no sense.
You know, I have to think somewhere one of those carts went over.
I'd like to think that somebody, I don't want to think because that
no,
means that
I know, but I'm just
fun.
Saying.
I
like,
know what you're saying, though. Yeah. Somewhere that still lives, that nostalgic moment still lives. Happy 54th to Noah Hathaway. Happy 56th to Gerard Butler, star of Olympus Has Fallen movies. A lot of those. I love those movies. He was the Phantom in the Phantom of the Opera movie. Most people will remember him as King Leonidas in 300. Fantastic actor. Very, very well, well-rounded actor, too. He's made his bones in action movies and playing a lot of that and everything, but he's a thespian. He can act, he can sing, he can do a lot. Just hasn't been used for a lot of it, and Hollywood hasn't used him as, shockingly, Hollywood hasn't used him for all the talent that he has. But he's made a great career. Jimmy Kimmel is 58. Current late night host, won't be for much longer, as it turns out, but whether you like Jimmy Kimmel or not, I am always taken by people's arcs of their careers and how they can continue to find work when one resource taps out. And The Man Show is big for its moment, has its moment in the sun, is pretty big. But as quickly as that is, also comes with it, long before cancel culture or anything like that, a lot of people looking at that show and looking at Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carell and stuff, and like, maybe I shouldn't be laughing at this, or maybe I should laugh at this, or maybe this is okay and this isn't, or whatever. But in all that mix up, ratings go down and that show goes away. And Jimmy.
Was that its own show?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I remember it, but I didn't know if it was part of something else.
Jimmy Kimmel and Norman, they go off to do their own things and stuff, and you don't really hear much of Jimmy Kimmel for a while until the late night gig comes up, and it's kind of looked at as a last shot for him. And like, this is, you know, he's going to probably find work here and there, but this is it, man. If you can't make this work, you're probably not going to get another TV gig or anything like that. And you see what he did with it. Like, and he just kind of reinvented himself in many ways, going from that to this. And it's impressive to me. Like, regardless of how you feel about his talent or anything like that, I'm always impressed with artists that can do that. Drew Carey, very similarly, going from stand-up to TV. TV dries up quick, and it's hard to get a second TV show. I'm sure he tried. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to get another sitcom. I'll give this hosting thing a gig and see how that goes. I'll sign a year contract and we'll see. No, he's still doing it. Like, I think a decade later or whatever, Drew Carey. There's a generation out there that only knows him as a game show host.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's wild. Yeah, but it's always impressive to me to see artists be able to do that. Because for every artist like that, there's 1,000 artists that I remember so-and-so. What happened to him? You know? Yeah. Steve Zahn is 58. Great character actor. The Crossing, Treme, Reality Bites, That Thing You Do, Saving Silverman. Steve Zahn is one of those actors, you see his face and you'd know him. Yeah, a good actor. Very, very good character actor. Let's see. The EGOT winner, Whoopi Goldberg, is 70. She, of course, Ghost, Gunyan in Star Trek, although I probably mispronounced that, currently doing The View. But Sister Mary in Sister Act, I think, is one of her more popular roles.
And she was in Ghost, too, right?
Yes, yeah. Ghost. I would say Ghost is probably her most... Ghost or Sister Act, it's probably a tie between which one's most popular. But if you ever wonder, Whoopi...
Patrick Swayze's only in one of them.
Yeah, there you go. Whoopi Goldberg, how did she become, I believe, the first, the second EGOT winner, which means winning an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, and an Oscar. How did she do that? Well, just watch The Color Purple. Color Purple. If all you were ever to know about Whoopi Goldberg is the movie The Color Purple, you're good. Like, it's, I can't even think about that movie without getting chills or goosebumps. It's one of the most moving performances I've ever seen. I try to imagine, everybody, how much acting I've watched, how many movies and TV shows I've watched. And in all of that, her performance is one of the top 10 I've ever seen. It's incredible. And if she had never acted again, I think it'd be good, you know, let alone everything she's done with her career since. Also, great stand-up comedian, very good stand-up comedian earlier in her career. Chris Noth is 71. Peter and the Good Wife, I guess many people out there will know him as Mr. Big from Sex and the City and everything, but he will always be one of my favorite detectives from Law and Order. He was great on Law and Order. Really good on that show. I liked him on that. Let's see here. The wonderful, the great Joe Mantegna is 78. Dr. David Rossi on Criminal Minds. Zaza in The Godfather Part 3. Another great character actor. Probably seen him as a mobster in many, many movies early in his career and everything. But those of us that love Joe Mantegna will always know him as Fat Tony on The Simpsons. He's great voice actor. He's great. And then some people that all grow. I'm sorry. Did you have
no, I'm just there? Laughing because as soon as you first started saying it, I was like, Joe Mantegna, it's not his birthday. And then I'm like, oh, listen, but I just get distracted, you know.
I love the idea of Joe Mantegna and Joe Montana getting like their dinner orders mixed up. Hey, did you order that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Or sitting together, right?
Yes, yeah, I love that. And people no longer with us, the legend Gary Marshall, born on this day in 1934. Penny Marshall's brother. He created Happy Days along with the spinoffs Lorraine and Shirley and Mork and Mindy. In many ways, I don't get my Rob Williams. I don't get my biggest influence, Rob Williams, without Gary Marshall. Because I don't know that you could say that Gary Marshall discovered Rob Williams, but there weren't a lot of people. All you had before Robin the actor is Robin the stand-up comedian. And think about that for a second, everybody. They have to put insurance on every single thing from commercial to TV to movies. So I'm going to take a chance on this wild, crazy, insane weirdo. I'm going to give him the lead role in my TV show and all this. And they sampled this out because, you know, I think a long time Happy Days fans would know this. Mork actually gets introduced in Happy Days.
Yeah.
And so they get a little bit of a taste of it and like, oh, okay, we have something
people
here.
People will maybe bite on it, right?
And a credit to the studio for backing Gary and backing Robin and doing it, because I think Mork and Mindy is one of the greatest TV shows I'll ever see.
I cannot see Rainbow Suspenders without, I just go right there.
Yeah. And along with that, he also produced The Odd Couple, wrote on The Dick Van Dyke Show and The Lucy Show. He directed Pretty Woman and, of course, The Princess Diaries. Great talent, Gary Marshall. Along with his sister, Penny, who was just as amazing as him. Man, what a family. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. We hope you all have a great birthday or anniversary, every one of you out there celebrating. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there today, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us. We'll be back with more show. Such a great piano player. Terry and James back with you on The Morning Show. Hope you all are having a great morning out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We are getting closer and closer to Christmas time. We are a little bit over a month away. I don't know about all of you out there, but I've got a lot of my Christmas checklist done. You and I have talked about throughout the year and stuff, throughout the year, I tend to grab stuff when I see it and stash it away and just pray that I do not spoil it because I'm horrible at that.
Forget about it.
Yes, yeah, which is usually the case. I have it somewhere stashed under my bed or something like that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got that done.
I used to be really good at it. I think I was just much more intentional, maybe when my kids were littler. But, like, when I would buy stuff for anybody, like, I'd put it all in the same spot. Mm. And now I feel like I just tuck it wherever.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then I'll come across, I'm like, oh, shoot, forgot to give that.
Well, it took me a little while to realize I didn't have to hide them anymore. The kids weren't hunting them down, like that kind of thing. So there's that too.
But I'm not a good shopper along the way, honestly. Because I like to shop this time of the year, so then I'm like, don't shop at other times of the year, because then I just keep shopping.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
there's something about that. I don't know. The time is,
there's something to that. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. It's been a while since Apple had a big hit like iPod, iPhone, the Apple Watch, or any of these things. So they're very hopeful that you will buy this. Apple announced a new accessory called the iPhone Pocket, which is a part sock, part fashion accessory, part part ridiculous. It's an iPhone-sized knitted pouch. Or pocket, I guess, that you can sling around your shoulder, hang on your arm, or wrap around your waist. The idea is that you can slip your iPhone inside and carry it around safely without needing to have to have a pants pocket or a purse or a backpack. They're specifically doing this because the women don't get pockets. I added that last part. I think women should have pockets.
Fair, but I think... I don't know. I just pulled it up right now because I hadn't heard of it. I'm not an Apple person, but I think especially young people will be all over this.
You know, accessories are big.
But it also looks like it. That's interesting to me that it can be added to something. You know what I mean? Like you could connect it to your purse. You could. So it doesn't have to. It can be its own item, but it doesn't have to be. I don't know. I think it's maybe going to be a hit. I don't know what the price point is, but
I don't know how other guys are about this or anything like that. I hate stuff in my pockets. I hate carrying stuff in my pockets. Jeans in general are uncomfortable. Then as soon as you throw your keys, your phone, and anything else in your pockets, it just gets more and more uncomfortable. I could see if guys wear the, you know, could make a real use of this. And as I mentioned, women without pockets, they could really use it, I suppose.
Okay. There's a lot of colors, which is a good thing, right? You can coordinate. I'm going to now hope that my children don't see these.
Yes, yes.
Because the short strap is $149.95, and the long strap is
$229.95. Man, I have never really knitted before or anything. I would take a knitting class and buy the material myself before I would spend that kind of money. I could have Bill Gates' paycheck and I wouldn't be buying that.
Okay, but here's the thing,
$230 for the long, the wide, what the?
Yeah, but even $150 for the short. But I'm thinking to myself, shoot. Kids are going to like these.
Yeah, I could actually see this being a popular thing if they could afford it. Who's be able to afford these things? The short ones will be available in, as Terry was saying, lemon, mandarin, purple, pink, peacock, saffron, cinnamon, and black. While the long ones come in sapphire, cinnamon, and black. iPhone pockets will show up at select Apple stores and Apple.com beginning tomorrow. They're suggesting that it may be a limited time thing, but that's just them saying that in case... to cover their bases. If they don't sell well, then they can just say, well, it was a limited time thing. It's not a big deal. If it sells well, it'll be there.
I bet it sells out.
I wouldn't be surprised, especially the way Apple users are. They for the most part, they like the gadgets, the different things, but you've really got to hit it on the head, because for everything that has been successful for iPhone, they haven't, as I mentioned in the beginning of the article, they have not had a hit in quite some time. And
I think, though, doesn't that speak to not forcing things, right? Like, if it's not good, why put it out there? And I mean, I personally would not pay $150 for a pouch.
Yeah.
But I will say pretty confidently, without physically touching them, I'm guessing the quality is good. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's not going to be a poor... Now, all of the dupes are, like, frantically trying to recreate this quick.
Yep, yep. there is going to be a lot of, like... Because this... they always say, you know, the new phone comes out, wait a year, wait 6 months or whatever, let them work the bugs out. With something like this, you wait a month or you wait a day or whatever, and you're going to have all the other companies coming out and having their own versions of this and everything, and
I'll be curious,
probably a lot more affordable.
Keep an eye on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? See how it does.
I'm really curious because I think women are so much braver with fashion, which is earned with as much as women have had to go through fashion wise. Nothing even close to what men have had to or anything. But if guys start using these, that just doubles their profit right there. I could see women using these. I'm curious if men will. If only because guys are stupid about stuff like this. Like, it could be the most convenient, smart thing in the world, but if we don't feel like we look cool in it, we're not gonna. All I have to do is bring up free throws. It is incredibly more efficient and smarter to shoot a free throw, quote, granny style. But you will never, ever see an NBA player. No, I'm sorry. You will never see anybody in a YMC pickup game doing that. It doesn't happen. No guy will ever do it because no guy can look cool doing it. So they ain't going to do it. Like, you can laugh at this all you want and everything, but there's a lot of serious in this. There's a lot of truth in it. If they don't think they look cool wearing these, they ain't going to wear them.
I feel like there should be another little pocket for the AirPods.
Yeah, yeah.
In the same pouch. Oh, not the in the model. Same section, but you know what I mean? Maybe up a little higher?
That's the $400 model.
I mean,
that's,
I should send them a message.
Oh, you should. You should. And then they will take that and give you a cease and desist order because, well, actually, we came up with that. I think that having something for your phone only makes sense. You have a bag for your laptop. Let's be honest that the majority of people that have these Apple phones and everything are not using them just for a phone. So having it like a carrying case, if you will, you got a carrying case for your laptop. It makes sense.
Like to me, it looks. I understand it's just a fashion piece, but to me, it looks kind of athletic. Like there are lots of handbag companies that make a. You know, more for female. I guess I just don't see men carrying them. But you know, it's literally like a little wallet that has a strap. But but there's a place for there's also a place for your phone, and it just gives you a place to, I don't know, to hang it. You know what I mean? Versus just having it be loose.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious. I'm with you. I'm curious to see how this does and everything. Because unlike a lot of the things that I see from nowadays that, you know, phone accessories or whatever, they don't make a lot of sense sometimes. Or they seem very, well, for this type of person or this group of people, they'll like it. Something like this could be universal. Could really actually be a young, old, it doesn't matter.
It's interesting.
Again, though, that price tag. Like, you can't tell me it costs $230 to make. Like, there's no way.
Well, that is the long one, James.
I guess. I don't know. I think you lowered this to $50. You're going to triple not only your profits, but the availability to people of it. These companies... It's all understanding. We all are adults here. We understand business and how much it takes to make these products and everything. But they seem to be so out of touch with the modern day people, with modern Americans and what our income is and how much extra money we have to spend on accessories or any of these things. I don't think they could not seem more out of touch when it comes to that. I think they would go a lot farther. Okay, if you have to make the product cheaper, then make a cheaper product. But, you know, you can make something in Teflon, and it doesn't matter if nobody can afford it. I don't know who the average person that can afford these things nowadays, or that is even looking at it because they know they can't. It's funny, you know, the two of us looking at this product, and neither of us had heard of it before. I immediately was looking at it and just getting out, trying to figure out the usage of it, who would use it and everything. I wasn't even going to bother looking at the price because I know I can't afford it.
Oh, but, I was very curious.
It's interesting. I think there's more and more of that going on. I'm going to be curious to see how this does. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to help get your house ready for autumn and winter, as we have 5 autumn and winter safety checks for homeowners coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. I'm going to take it right to the top of the hour. Got a great 10 o'clock hour lined up for you. We'll kick it off with Denise in our Southwood County Pet of the Week from our good friends over there at the Southwood County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news for you. We're going to talk a little bit of Dolly news and got some other stuff here. Oh, yeah. This Nobody Wants This soundtrack is doing really good. It's got some amazing artists on it. We'll touch on that as well. Got some local events in our area I want to get to also next hour, and 7 ways to celebrate World Kindness Day. We will wrap up getting into that. All those things coming up for you. But right now, how safe is your home? How ready is your home for fall and winter? We are only getting colder temps now as we're going. We are done with that break of little extra summer that we had.
I don't know. What do you call today, tomorrow, and Saturday?
I mean, you know,
it's gonna be 60.
The temps are definitely playing with us a little
bit
on that.
That is just not right. Although I might get my outside Christmas stuff done because... I don't have to freeze my fingers in 2 weeks.
We're in a weird place. I don't know about anybody else. For me, I had to break out the winter jacket, but I still haven't had to bring out the boots already. I'm still in gym shoes. I'm still it's weird. But yeah, we're at that place where we're in the weird weather time. And we are, as we get into this, someone shared a list of 5 autumn and winter safety checks you might want to do for your home sooner rather than later. And I thought it'd be fun to go over these. Now, I think most people have already checked a lot of this stuff off, but it's never a bad idea to have a reminder. And some of this stuff can go a long way getting that out of the way. And then you can spend the rest of autumn and winter just enjoying your home. Chimneys and heating systems. Chimney is such a difficult word for me. I always have check your heating system or have a professional look for things like gas leaks. If you have a fireplace, nests and other blockages in the chimney can cause a fire once you start using it.
Yeah, it is important to have your chimney swept for sure.
My grandparents had one in one of their homes growing up, and I got to help my grandfather clean the chimney. And I just remember being a kid and being like, even as a kid, realizing I'll probably never do this again. It's fun. It was, I shouldn't say fun, but it was interesting to me as a kid. And that's a good note.
But as you decide you don't, like, for instance, my husband doesn't necessarily love getting up on the chimney doing that anymore, but you still have to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just started paying one of our nephews to do it, right? Because it's just, you know, younger people feel a little more stable, steady up there. But it is really important to do.
That, I've had this conversation with my dad a lot. My dad, part of his exercise is raking, doing things in the yard. You know, he's in his early 70s, but he still wants to be active, wants to stay healthy and all that. And I encourage it. I'm very happy that he does
Keep
it.
Keep your feet on the ground.
But there are certain things that I've convinced him, and he got there on his own, really, but in letting younger people do it in the neighborhood or nephews or anything, yeah, they're getting a couple of bucks and everything. But I told him, like, Dad, remember when we used to do that when you was a kid or when I was a kid and I'd run around the neighborhood, $5, I'd rake a lawn or something. That built my work ethic. That built a big part of who I was as a worker and everything. And as soon as I started talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And he's like, I encourage people out there to do that. Not only are you saving your back and your legs, and you've done that already, you've paid your dues, let a younger person do it, but you're also helping that younger person. Yes, they're getting $5 or whatever. I don't even know what the modern equivalent is. I don't want to think about it. but they're learning in a little bit of work ethic in this. They're learning how to do things in a community and doing it in a way that we're seeing less and less of nowadays.
So. Oh, yeah. And at some point, it just really doesn't make sense to be climbing ladders and stuff anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, one of my best friends lost his dad that way. Keep that in mind, everybody. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure they're working and replace the batteries or entire units if you need to. We brought this up during daylight savings time. A lot of people will traditionally check their batteries around that time because it's just a routine that you get used to and everything. But that one, I would say, is one of the more common ones I think people are pretty good about on. I have seen there is a couple of our fire departments out there offering testing and offering free carbon monoxide detectors. That varies between departments because they have no funding. But keep that in mind, reaching out to them. They're always willing to help. Roofs and gutters. This is a big one. Look for missing shingles or signs of sagging in your roof and make sure your gutters aren't loaded with debris. It's especially important in places that get lots of snow and ice. There is whole ecosystems growing in gutters that I didn't know about until I moved out here. I feel like I never ran into a gutter in Illinois. I'm sure I did, but I never seemed to. When I moved out here, and again, doing odd jobs and everything, hey, can you clean gutters? Sure.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, I've done that before, but you know, everyone's different. Can you just show me just for the heck of it? And every one of these people humored me and were great to me and learning how to do that and stuff. But yes, there is just crazy weird stuff growing in gutters. Clean those out. Especially putting it off is just going to make it that much worse. And Mother Nature ain't going to do it for you.
Well, and potentially roof damage too, right? Like if you get buildup and then that snow and ice piles up on top of it.
Yeah, I don't know as much about the missing shingles part and that kind of thing, but I do know that that's one of those things that you do it now because you're just going to have more come off and everything if you don't take care of that one. Outdoor walkways and lighting. I think this is probably the biggest one, I would think. These are all important, but as far as ones that we don't always think much about, look for cracks and uneven surfaces that might be tripping hazards if they get covered in leaves or snow. If you have outdoor lights, make sure they're all working. I was shoveling a driveway one year, and I was just, you know, using a regular old shovel and everything, and I'm getting to it, and you get into a rhythm, you get into a routine, just want to get it done. You're moving and moving, and I hit a crack in this driveway, and I'm pretty sure that there is still like of something dislodged in my back.
Go head over heels?
No, thankfully. But I did like feel it for years after and stuff. We don't always remember this stuff as we're taking out the snow blower or shoveling or anything.
Our sidewalk at the office used to be uneven, you know, and you'd just be going along and all of a sudden, boom. And then, I don't know, several years later, they redid the road and we got new sidewalk. And that was like the greatest thing in the world.
Yes. They just opened up some of the roads over on 14th and some of those over here by my parents' house, and there's nothing like driving on a
road. All smooth.
It's great. But have that smoothness to do what you can to do that. And if it is something like a public thing or something like that, a sidewalk or some, reach out to the city hall, reach out to them and let them know. A lot of the time, stuff can't get done because of, you know, certainly finances. But we've had an influx in infrastructure. We've seen more money put into that. It can't hurt to reach out and let them know, hey, there's a pothole over here. Hey, there's this. Sometimes there's only I know it's really easy and low-hanging fruit to pick on government and government workers and everything. They don't have a whole lot of staff. They don't have a ton of people. Even in a rural, smaller town like ours, they ain't going to see everything. It's on the community to sometimes mention to them, hey, did you know this is here? Did you know that is there? And are they going to do something or not? I don't know. But I think more times than not, they're at least going to try or at least put it on the record of, we got to get to this. Oh, we got to get to this. It's part of doing our job as a community to let them know. Emergency supplies and backup power is where we wrap up. It depends on where you live and what the challenges are, but common things to have on hand include flashlights, batteries, blankets, extra water, non-perishable food, all the fixins. This is something I think that most Wisconsinites got down. Like I don't know many kids growing up that I went over to their house and in their basement they didn't have a little section that was for this, or even on their shelves and you know they got extra blankets or the flashlight thing. Like that's a big one. I almost guarantee that everybody listening here has a flashlight somewhere just in case. Just for these kind of situations.
But when's the last time they checked their battery?
That's why we're doing this. That's why I did check those batteries. All of these things, you don't want to come up in the moment. You don't want to come up when you need them. You get this stuff taken care of, and you can relax a little bit more and enjoy your house, enjoy your day.
You know, it is funny, though, that most, not every single person, but most people have a smartphone now because they don't have a landline. You know, whatever the reason is. But I'm just saying, even all age groups, they have a smartphone. So you have a flashlight on there that's typically quite bright. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I always keep is an extra battery pack that I can plug my phone into. I always make sure that that's charged because I'm like, the majority of the things that I might need, but if my phone went dead, then what?
I've got a charger always on me. I would add, as far as the supplies, having those supplies in your vehicle as well, having some sand in there never hurt, some of those things. And as far as this also is a case by case thing, because every home is going to be a little different, and you yourself, you know your home well, checking things out and making sure that you're all set and ready to go. They did not mention putting up the sheets on the windows and everything.
Like putting some plastic over your window or winterizing.
Winterizing. Yeah. I cannot tell you how many windows I've done that to in my life. Like I've done that so much because I'm the tall person, so I usually got to do the windows.
I know that if you have Alliant Energy as your service provider, which many around here do, you can actually get a free winter kit on their website. And it's things like, the window stuff. There's some inserts for your outlets and light switches if you're feeling cold air coming in through there. A little bit of insulation, some pipe insulation. So it's a good opportunity, too.
Yeah. And certainly, you know, doing a quick rundown, a quick checklist of your own isn't a bad idea either. And keep it handy because, you know, we're going to have another winter next year. So might as well have that ready to go for then. We will get to the top of the hour here and get to our pet of the week with Southwick County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. But the other day we had our good friend Tracy Verwink in, and we were talking with our Southwick County YMCA, and they are doing a Gift of Warmth event where is going to wrap up on the 15th. So just in a couple of days. Share the warmth of the season. Bring new or gently used winter gear to the Southwick County for the Southwick County Family Center. Donations can be dropped off at the Y entrance or a child care lobby. And they are looking for winter coats, new pajamas, hats, gloves, scarves, boots. You know, all the things that you or your kiddos need. Again, lightly used or new would be greatly appreciated. These items go so much farther than we could ever word. Imagine going through winter without a jacket. Imagine going through winter with a spring jacket, any of these things, boots and the hats and the same story there. You can help out with this. It may not seem like a big deal, but that is one more kid that is not going to have frozen hands or frostbite in their fingers and their toes, which, let me tell you, sucks. There's no getting around that. It just sucks. This is a really cool thing that they're doing. Encourage you to be a part of it, everybody. I found some extra gloves and dropped them off that apparently my dad and I's hands were too big for. So, you know, we dropped those off and a couple of things.
I thought you were going to say that the gloves are too big for your hands. I'm like, how?
Yeah, they don't make one size fits all don't work with my hands. Does not work. Encourage you to drop those off, everybody, over at the Y. And while you're over there, find out about some of the great programs and different things they're doing over there. Are you using our Y? You've got an amazing Y over there. Use it. A lot of great stuff over there for you. Be sure to check that out. Also wanted to mention that our friends at Tri-City Services have their Thanksgiving food drive going on. Help share the warmth of the season. They're collecting non-perishable food items to help local families enjoy a comfortable Thanksgiving meal. They are collecting items till November 25th. You can drop them off at 321 4th Avenue North right here in Rapids between 7:30 and 4:30 Monday through Friday. Looking at canned vegetables, fruits, canned gravy, stuffing mix, instant potatoes, items donated to Focus Food Pantry will help. So, yeah. We appreciate them doing this and appreciate everybody helping out this holiday season. Take a break. Come back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE was...